Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation this morning as we continue to contemplate the Beatitudes. Let's consider today's reading, the eighth and final Beatitude. Blessed are those who are persecuted in the cause of justice, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you, but when I read this Beatitude, I think of social justice, and I think rightfully so. And when I think of social justice, I think of people like Martin Luther King Jr., Mahatma Gandhi, Gloria Steinem, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Rosa Parks, and so many more. So much of our world struggles with the unjust, and I thank God for those who have or are sacrificing their lives for the cause of social justice. For surely, theirs is indeed the kingdom of heaven. And I don't ever want to lose sight of that and how their work is so desperately needed. But let's look at this meditation in a way that can impact our own lives and the lives of those around us. None of us listening to this meditation may ever become known for fighting for justice in our lives, but we can experience that from the inside. Let's consider these things. Are there any people in my life who are not being treated fairly? What can I do to help them? Why would others persecute me if I tried to help others? I believe the good news about this Beatitude is that it transforms our lives. It leads us from the bondage of self to the freedom of self-forgetfulness. It leads us from a life centered in culture and things to a life centered in God and others. It's not as hard as we think. We can start off doing small acts of justice-seeking. It might be as simple as opening a door for an elderly person and watching yourself doing more and more things and helping others to that point when you realize this Beatitude has transformed my life.